the grilling season has just begun, but it'll cost more to fire up some grilling favorites. Hello, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Lean beef and pork are good sources of protein, and the body needs protein. But because of supply and demand issues, beef prices are already at record highs, and pork prices are expected to go higher by this summer. Steve Meyer is the National Pork Board's economist.
Once the prices go up, I mean, they're going to be there. So one choice to make is to buy some pork now. If you've got space in the freezer, you might be able to find some very good values. Matter of fact, I found some just last week on whole boneless pork loins, down below $2.50 a pound. And I think that's a pretty good buy, very little waste. So stocking up is about your only defense against this as you go into the summer. And you're not going to be able to substitute beef very well because their prices are going to be record high as well.
A virus that does not affect humans, PED, is affecting pigs, and that's why pig numbers are going down, thus leading eventually to increased retail prices. University of Missouri ag economist Scott Brown says the beef herd is down.
From a consumer standpoint, I think that means we'll be, fairly near record prices for the next year or two.
The price of chicken is expected to remain favorable for consumers. I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield.